Dave is going to provide us some real content.
Hi, so I'm Dave Polis, and you'll quickly notice that I'm neither of the people listed on the slide here. So I've borrowed these from a couple of the other, or the chair and the editor of the GeoSparkle working group. I'm the co-chair. And so we're talking today about GeoSparkle, which is a working group within the OGC, and hopefully a real solid foothold for building semantic web-related standards within the OGC for the geospatial community. I'm put the cart before the horse here a little bit and give you the piece of good news, which is that work has been progressing very well, and we're hoping to release the candidate standard for public comment within the next few months here. So if you're already, if you're a member of the OGC, you can get a hold of this stuff already. If not, then as this is released in January and February, please take a look and give us comments. The second thing on that slide was a lie, because this isn't the meeting this is referring to. So I'll talk a little bit about the scope of the GeoSparkle specification, and then I'm going to blaze through a bunch of technical details on decisions that were made. And if you have any questions about those, please track me down the rest of the day here and talk to me about it, because I love to get into the nitty-gritty of that stuff. So, an overview of GeoSparkle. What we tried not to do is create another query language in the semantic web sense. So there have been a lot of proposals to extend Sparkle in various ways, adding quads, etc. This isn't one of them. What we're really talking about here is a language of terms to use within Sparkle, both predicates and classes that you would use in a query, and also filters that you could use for comparison purposes, etc. And the goal of this is to really provide the most fundamental common piece of ontology vocabulary that one would need in order to use geospatial semantic web data in a triple store, or in something that is at least represented outwardly as a triple store. The overall technical approach has sort of fallen in the middle of the ones that were previously existing, in the sense that there's a lot of information represented in geometry literals, but geometries are also REF entities, and so there's some information that's held there as well. And it allows you to do inference at a somewhat, and reasoning at a somewhat higher level than just filters comparing geometry literals. Another big driving reason for doing this is what we'd like to be able to provide triple stores that can do indexing and spatial comparisons in a standard way. So Oracle is involved in this, and VBN will be updating our triple store to be able to handle this. And the idea is that you can use whatever ontology you want to represent your data, but if you use these properties and classes to represent the spatial parts of what you're doing, then you should be able to ask those good types of spatial queries, like borrowing from before, what are the schools in Ohio, and in a standard way for the spatial portions. And now, as promised, going quickly through a lot of technical detail. We have spatial objects, features, and geometries, and those really mean the exact same things that you're used to. So but they're lifted up to be RDS, F, or OWL classes. And we're going to store the primary coordinates in geometry literals, hopefully in multiple forms, GML and well-known text and others to be determined. I'm going to skip some of this stuff for now. Please talk to me about it. There are a complicated set of reasons why it's good to put some of that data in a big, long literal. I'd love to talk to you about it, but I don't have too much time here. We also wanted to give object properties to use to compare objects, and this is where some of the reasoning comes into play. We want to provide the normal spatial relations here to use between the geometries so that systems that may not be working with explicit geometry coordinates can still do some level of reasoning about this and use the same terminology. And that's what this next slide discusses. There's some example data here to show you what some of these things would look like. And we also wanted to have the filter functions there, and some of these are a little bit lengthy, which is a good reason to have some of the simple reasoning predicates there as well. But this gives you really the full power of the comparisons that you would be doing with simple features, which a lot of this stuff is based on. And there's some example queries here, and these basically look like using the classes and properties that have been previously mentioned with the filter functions in a normal Sparkle query that could be parsed by any Sparkle processor. Finally, in order to lift things yet one level higher, we want to be able to have spatial relations between features, and this is precipitated through the use of a primary geometry. So if you declare something to have a primary geometry, a feature type to have a primary geometry, then you can talk very abstractly about whether, say, the school is within a state at the feature level. And this is facilitated by these query rewrite rules that take a query that includes those type of feature to relationships and then rewrites them as relationships that are between the geometries that are underlying. So, in summary, this is work that's based very heavily on simple features. It's a small RDF-OWL vocabulary. We're trying to keep this as tight and easy to use as possible because we want this to be adopted not just by people who are already extremely familiar with geospatial data, but we'd like this to become the de facto way for geospatial data to be represented on the semantic web. And so we need it to be pretty understandable. We're really hoping that this is the seed within the OGC to get some progress made on semantic web-related standards that are geospatial. From here, we may be going to a more explicit definition of geometries and the types of literals that can be presented, and then specific domain ontologies expressed in RDF as well. And we'll hold questions for the end. With that, I'll let Luis come up and finish off this session.